Welcome to the Ranking Revolution podcast, your go-to source for strategies and ideas for SEO, organic growth, and business. Today, we're chatting with Victor Karpenko, and this is like our normal interviews with two parts. The first part, this episode, we're going to focus on gaming and casino SEO, which is an area that I'm not familiar with. I hear it's very competitive, so it was the first time that I talked to someone who actively knows how to do gaming and casino SEO. And the second part, if you dig the conversation, we talk about how he has grown his SEO agency from basically himself into about 150 people on the team. Pretty insane. So thanks a lot to Victor. Be sure to check out the links so you can connect with him elsewhere. Let's just throw it to the interview now. Thanks. Today, I'm chatting with Victor Karpenko. He is an SEO and he's the founder of a digital marketing agency with a focus on SEO based in advanced data-driven SEO, which seems like the perfect way to do it. He's also the product owner over at linkchecker.pro, and that's a SaaS tool for link building, management, and analytics. And he has a newsletter called datadrivenseo.com, which is a killer name. I don't know how he even picked that up. And we're going to chat about a few things today. Victor has his hands in several different areas, and I think this might be the first time that I talked to someone who actually knows how to do casino SEO, and it's kind of interesting because it's more on the edge of typically what I have looked at. I'm usually like kind of plain vanilla sort of SEO and that sort of thing. So I'm excited to get into some of the details today. So Victor, how's it going?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
You got it. And what's the name of your agency, just so everyone knows?
SEO Profi. Yeah.
SEO Profi. Perfect. It rolls off the tongue for you, but I locked up when I was trying to read it. We'll put links for this so people can get to all this stuff. But today in our first conversation, because we're actually going to have sort of two separate areas, today we're going to talk a little bit about the casino SEO and some of the affiliate marketing that you do first. And I'm curious, how did you initially get into SEO or websites and working online?
Yeah, it was like 2005, 2006. So it was a long time ago. Yeah. So I was buying and selling domains back then, you know, like different ones on different auctions. So it was .com, .net, .org, local ones. And I wanted to sell more, so I created a website and started to rank it and learned everything from it. And then, like, that's how it started. Yeah.
Okay. And were you just by default sort of interested in like the domains and working on computers and stuff? Did you have an affinity for it when you were a kid?
No, it was actually like, I was in a high school in 2003, 2004 in US. So I finished junior and senior year, like out of the Ukraine. So I decided to go back to study back in Ukraine after the high school. And I started like, you know, to learn all of this, like HTML. Basically my first, I picked up first book. It was like on the market, you know, about HTML with a CD where you can learn how to code. Like, so I created my first website on HTML, and out of this, it's like, you know, started like pretty good. So I was making websites, then I was registering domains, then I started to sell domains. And after like I promoted my first website, I was like thinking, okay, where do people teach it? You know, and I found some job offers like in Kiev, in Ukraine. And it was two of them back then. One, people just wanted me to be a team lead of the department. And I was like, well, I'm not going to learn anything there, you know, like, and another one is where actually was pretty decent company and they were promoting poker websites. So that's how I started. I worked, I guess, 3-4 months in that company, maybe 5. And I think this is the only job I had in my life. And then I started my agency because it was so easy back then to rank websites. You just like, maybe, you know, it was sape.ru back then. It's service where you buy linked like on a website through different parameters. And before the Google Penguin, you just, I don't know, spend $5 and on the keyword buy bags in Boston, buy leather bags in Boston, you just rank. You know, the ROI was insane back then. Yeah.
All right. And our second conversation, we're actually going to talk about your agency and we're going to get into some of the details because you have a pretty substantial team of like 150 or so people, but I don't want to get too distracted on that stuff. It's interesting. You mentioned the year. So this was like, say, 2004 to maybe 2007 or something like that.
2006, probably. 2006, where I actually started. Yeah. So it's a long time ago.
And that's when gambling online was I feel like it was kind of getting started. One of my roommates, he actually played poker online while he was searching for a job. And that went on for like a year and a half before he got a job. So is this the time frame that we're talking about when gaming was kind of getting started and we're talking like poker and gambling, right?
Yeah, I guess. But back then I was like, I was just doing SEO. I wasn't like in affiliate stuff. So I didn't know how huge it is, how much money you can make out of the affiliate back then. So, and it was easy to rank websites back then, but yeah. I was just doing SEO. I came to affiliate probably like casino affiliate like in 2016. So yeah.
Okay. So you put in your time for about 8 years, it sounds like. And what were you doing during that time frame? So were you working on your own projects, other projects?
I was trying to run my agency. Yeah. So when I quit working in that company, I understood like how to rank websites pretty fast. And I started my own agency. I ranked it actually for the keyword, like search engine optimization agency, SEO agency, but locally in Ukraine. I started to get leads. It was pretty good. But this was my first fail when, you know, I grew up to decent size of clients. It was like 50 something clients. And it was only three SEO people who were managing all of this. And we decided to do web design, all the development stuff. And this is when everything went wrong, in the wrong direction, you know, when it was hard to manage, you know, developers when they play Counter-Strike during the lunch, you know, and during all day and you can control them, you know. And so, yeah, so I sold eventually my first agency, like, and after two and a half years, I started like writing a blog. It was like SEOProfi.net. That's how this company name started. And I started to get like a lot of leads, like, you know, maybe 50 in a week, 100 in a week. And I was selling them before, like, so I didn't want to like take clients to work with them. But after some time, I thought it's a good opportunity to grow. So out of the blog, we grew to a company and then started to scale. Yeah.
Okay. And in 2016, you got started with the gaming industry. And again, we're talking like poker and gambling and stuff like that. So what was the catalyst for you to get started there?
I met one of my partners and friends back, like we were chatting in restaurant. And the casino guys said, you should stop doing bullshit like with all this SEO, like client SEO. You should start ranking like your own casino websites. And that's when I started. I actually like talked about this case at the Chiang Mai conference, like how we went from zero to 100K per month, like on this website. But it's a long road. I started as a side project near my office in Kiev. I rented another office, built a team there, which like tried to rank website. And it was like, I guess minus 160K in 1 year, 1.5 year, just like burned money, no rankings, like no profit, nothing, like frustration. But then somehow we figured out and started to rank in the different geos and made that money back. Yeah.
Okay. Very good. When you hit the sort of early part and were trying to figure out what to do. How did you, and how long did it take to actually start making some money?
Like almost 1 year after we started to rank, because we had expenses for the team. It wasn't like cheap, you know, like outreach, content, link builders, like who outreach, because we had everything in-house. So 1 year after we started to rank for like good key money keywords, we started to make money. Like I think we even broke even operationally.
And because you had the agency and you were doing other work beforehand, what are the biggest differences when you were working in the iGaming niche versus, say, a normal affiliate site where maybe someone has reviews on different camera gear or whatever? So what are the major differences?
I think now it's not that big difference, just because now everyone, like, if you go to the website, like security.org, when you see like all the pages, like, you know, structured, like all this, like H1, H2 tables, pros and cons comparison, like, you know, before people didn't use this like Backlinko skyscraper types of content, but in casino it was already, but in casino people do buy links. It's not like get, you know, like do statistical posts or like, I don't know, respond on Haro or other services and you will get, everyone gets links for money, you know, and the budget, it's more like budget game, you know, if you want to rank for like really competitive money keyword that like, I don't know, one keyword group can make you out of like 100,000 per month, you know, what you will do, how much will you spend to keep this revenue like at the same level, right? So this is the only difference, like more competition, because in some countries you don't have Google ads because it's like Google restricted, right? Sometimes you have these black hat ads, like where people do cloaking and they still pop up in the countries where they're not supposed to. But in most cases, if you are number one, you are number one. So you get all the traffic and the players. And yeah,
it's pretty surprising to hear you say it's not that much different these days. And I guess things have changed a lot for sure. The biggest difference is just like the scope of how much investment it takes and then how much profit you get. It's just a bigger number, right?
Yeah. But it depends on the niche, because we, like, as a agency, we promote like online brokers, like insurance companies, lawyers. And we know like that some keywords, you know, like is a jackpot for the business, you know, like, and we know that if you rank number one or number three, like number three can give you half of the leads you can get from number one, you know, the same as in casino. But the investment, like, for example, I had Amazon review websites like best metal detectors or other niches, and it's like, you need like 2K per month on outreach links, like 10, 15 links per month, nice content structure, and you probably will be top three. But how much will you make? So now 3% out of like the sale, you know, or you can get at least 500 euros from one player, you know, and out of this, like the math is a little bit different. That's why like traffic is harder to get. Yeah.
Okay. And you mentioned earlier about just content and link building and the other budget. So what kind of content were you publishing either on, you know, your own site or other sites?
Just if it's review website, just review content. So let's say like you need to review casinos, right? You need to have criteria. How do you review it, right? So like, I don't know, like licenses, bonuses, gaming experience, like, and like a lot of different, like it can be like up to 10 points where you review, right? So this is, so the content, like it's review content. It has some criteria, right? So we review according to some criteria. So it can be like best online casinos in this country. Here is the top 10 of them. Like, so it's like list of 10 of them. It's like, then how do we review these casinos? So it's criteria, right? Then And then it goes like about the process with a nice schema, nice structure, like all questions in this cluster gets answered. So this type of content. So it can be like, or 2,000 words or 10,000 words, like just for one page. That's all.
So really all the same stuff. It's just about casinos instead.
Yeah.
Okay. And then is the main idea you're referring, you know, people that are trying to research casinos, you're referring them over to the online platform, whoever they are, right?
No, it's, it depends on the, like, for example, in UK, it's two niches, a white niche where like you promote only like your casinos with UK license. And it's like black niche, like we don't go there, but it's like non-gamstop casinos. It's like casinos without UK license, right? So when you promote in a white hat way, like you need to be, you need to promote it as a brand, like almost as a casino brand, like not in a nice way, nice links, you know, like good UI, UX and all this stuff. But when you go in a black side of the like not regulated casinos, there is like so many spammers, like any type of links, like any type of content, like even spam you, you know, just to drop so they can get this player. So why I'm saying is like players looking for something, right? Like in some players looking for good bonuses, for free spins, for like payment methods they want to deposit, for providers and casinos that are the best by this provider, for like many other criteria, even for a license. Like some people, Europe wants to play like Malta Gaming Authority casinos, right, that have this license. So the keyword groups like white depends on the geo, right? You can't just make one website and just cover all the countries, like, because you will have like niche specific competitors that will just crash you just because you don't have enough time to focus on these pages that are, you know.
Okay. Wow. So it does get kind of complicated. Well, one side question, and for people's reference, we were chatting earlier, you're in Florida, so you're in the US. And one thing that I noticed in the last few years, and of course, it depends on what state you're in, but the gambling apps on phones and for sports betting is becoming huge, like tons and tons of commercials. And there's a lot of regulation. I know the state I'm in, Colorado, it's legal, you know, people can gamble on their phone and stuff, and you can gamble on crazy stuff like who's going to score.
It's only betting there. It's not, casinos not allowed in Colorado.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Got it. And, but I'm curious from the standpoint that laws are changing and more people are gambling on their phone, has that changed the industry at all?
No. Okay. Like, I mean, if you rank for online casino NJ, like New Jersey or whatever, like you still will get like from 300 to 500 players out of this keyword, out of the top position. And if just think about numbers, if the brand, especially in US, because it's regulated and I do know laws, and we have licenses as affiliate in US for the website. So without affiliate license, I can't get a contract with the operator just to get the referral link. So it's mostly CPA, like cost per action, right? Per player or whatever. So if you rank like in New Jersey for this keyword and you get from 300 to 500 players per month, multiply it by, I don't know, $300 CPA, at least this is the amount of money you can get out of this like position. Right. Of course, when I was in Chicago, I got message in Uber Eats. Do you want to get this bonus code from MGM to start playing? Right. Like, because when you enter New Jersey, you get like 6 advertisements in your phone, like in 1 minute. Like, you know, you're like, come on. Like, how is it impossible? But still, search stay really powerful. So I'm just pointing all my attention only ranking in Google search. Yeah.
Okay. Wow. So it's so crazy. And people may not realize it if they're in a state where like some of this stuff is not allowed and there's no...
There are some loopholes, like, because it's like sweepstakes, social casinos. They are kind of not like casinos, but you can buy virtual currency and just deposit in at the casino, and you play this virtual currency. And like, but I do study a lot about overall regulation, about the laws, and about the taxes, because it's also good for a player to know if I win, and some casinos pay really good. Like, people win in casino. That's why this business stays, you know, like they win, they lose, but, and if they win, how much taxes do they need to pay on this win? Like, from what amount they need to. And so on our review websites, we just try to give as much information as possible, so the player, when he reads, he knows when it's better, way of deposit is better to deposit to get this bonus, in what slot he can play with this bonus, how many free spins he will get. And so when you understand the intent of the like search, right, and you provide on your landing page not just guide and like, I know, AI generated text, but actually write offer and then all this text for search engines, it converts.
You mentioned earlier just how much the CPAs are. Can you give us a sense of the scope of how much you're earning in your, you know, this area of your business?
Like, I don't know, seven figures, like, okay. This number. Yeah.
So pretty good amount. And you mentioned the affiliate license that you have to have. Can you talk a little bit about that and what someone needs to know to get one and how much it costs and all that?
It depends. Like, for example, like New Jersey is the easiest one, but it's the most competitive market. Like, and it's like most of, I think it's 38 casinos in New Jersey, like legal one, that it's good to get a license. Like, better get a lawyer because it's faster, and like, and it's also good to get a lawyer that do fixed rate your license. For example, for $3,000 one state, then. For example, I had this experience when I signed for a retainer, and they just interesting in spending all of my money on the balance, because we started the contract where they like apply, they get some work done, they like respond. But to get the lawyer that can connect you with the operator. So like, let's say they have already connections, like, I don't know, with BetRivers, like, or like with Bet365 or with different brands. And so after you get permission, this license, you, before that, you need to sign contract with the operator that he is like sponsoring you and proves that you are like the marketing partner. So then you apply this stuff. And then I guess one and a half months, you have the license. It's like one time fee, and that's all. Then it's for casino and betting in New Jersey. In Pennsylvania, it's hard. You need to do like even fingerprints, like, and I'm not talking about the revenue share, because in Europe, everyone, most of the SEOs working by revenue share. So I have like, I don't know, like CPA, if it's like, if I'm ranking for the super money keywords, operators usually give CPA, like, let's say €150 plus 45% revenue share. Like, and it's possible in US, I think operators, it's not that many operators, not that big competition. So they just skeptical about affiliates, especially the one that like 2 years ago, everyone got the license, but not that many people got traffic, you know? So they are like, they spend their money on helping affiliates to get licenses, but didn't get much in return. So they are more skeptical. Yeah.
Very interesting. So, and just to recap on that, so you would have to get a license on a per state basis. It's best to hire a lawyer on a fixed amount versus a retainer or an hourly thing. And for each state, you would have to repeat that. It generally sounds like a normal bureaucracy situation where it takes a little time, costs a little money, but it's like a month or 6 weeks or something like that most of the time.
Yeah. Yeah, not a month. It like can take up to 3 months, 1.5 months. It's after you already apply, you know. So,
okay.
So before you need to prepare. So it also takes some time. Yeah, and it also depends who applies. Is it resident, not resident, and like a lot of different details. Yep.
So get a lawyer. They'll be able to walk you through it a little bit. easier than trying to figure it out. Okay. So this whole area is new to me. Like I said, I haven't talked to anyone who's works in the casino world or anything else. What other questions should I have asked you that I have not asked you?
I don't know. Like, you can ask some about SEO. This is like product SEO, how to, like, I don't know, get the website from scratch, how to research, how to find keywords. Because, like, you know, right now everything is super competitive. And I think the main thing you should have just figure out where you can get this traffic for sure. You know, like, it's better to get like some easy traffic, like, let's say slot traffic, like slot review traffic, start from this and then just add up some money keywords. So probably, yeah, anywhere in this area, I can like
expand. Okay, cool. Yeah. Let's talk keywords then. So if someone, like you said, let's go with your example, you have identified some longer tail keywords, something pretty specific. So where do you go from there? How do you develop the keyword plan?
I start from not going to Ahrefs, not to go into SEMrush, not to go into any tools. So we start with the database. So first I start, okay, what is US casinos? URLs. What are they products? Let's say casino and betting, right? So, or live casino. What are their games? Like roulette, blackjack, like live dealer and whatever. So I structure. Then what's the payment methods they have? What states they operate? So after I have this information, I go through different intent. I go through what I can offer to users. You see, so like, let's say Amex casinos. Like if people Google Amex casinos, they probably want to deposit with the Amex card in the casino. So I need to give them actually casinos that accept Amex card, right? So, and then from the structure, I go where people search and take only keywords that are, like, have some search volume. Other, I don't like touch in the beginning. So mostly I go from database structure and then keyword research, like boom, through these groups, and then mostly programmatic. Like, so I can launch website with 500 pages, but I will have like main page, which is a hub page, one casino page, sub like with a casino product, like pages, payment methods, games, providers, and it can be a lot more, you know? So here, like after you doing database, you actually understand who is offering what. Is it enough offers? Because nowadays I see a lot of SEOs, they just first start in ranking website and then they are looking for the offer. I go from the offer to, can I get traffic there, you know?
Perfect. And the cool part from what you described is, like, you gave the example for casinos, but really you could apply that to any other niche where you should think about how you're going to earn money. And the other insight, which you stated, basically, you know what that person wants based on the different criteria. And it's very clear because you have it right there in the database and you see, oh, they're interested in exactly the criteria that you spelled out. So maybe the game, the state, the deposit, the other details, I don't know all of them, but that's a cool way to look at it. Awesome.
Yeah.
And do you do any other sort of competitor analysis or from your database?
No, what to do? I have like our own internal tools. They're pretty good. Like, we probably will launch some in quarter two. So we developed them like maybe 2 years already now. So it can go from the domain overall. So we can get like basic data from Ahrefs, Majestic, SEMrush, SimilarWeb, and like see how much links they have, how much do they cost, what type of links do they have, like how much content they have, like what the length of this content, how it's structured. So we basically have like an internal server. We have server for backlinks that show you the score and how, which anchors you need to use, which type of the links just to get to the score to rank this website. So I'm going more niche specific, and like if I'm looking the niche overall, I'm looking at the big websites in the beginning, right? But if I go cluster specific, like for one keyword group, we usually look at the content score, backlink score, technical score, on-page score. It's like internal scores, but it's basically if you go outside of the internal tools, it's like Ahrefs, like links, like types of the links, what traffic they get, what are the top pages, and like then we go age, like domain age, then we go technical, like what structure, schema. Even the coolest part, we like pay the most attention right now with the on-page optimization is design elements. Like for example, like quote, like list, like table, other table, you know, but when you start with the database, you know the numbers. So you can put like this slots in these providers have this RTP, and you can play like this payout and whatever. Like so this tool shows like elements of all the competitors. Do they have this? Do they have this? Do they have this? And just gives you the like final, okay, you should work like on this design elements, on this structure with these keywords. You need this many backlinks, like, I don't know, 47% of outreach links. Yeah, and we also have the price estimator, how much these backlinks will cost you without like people force that will actually place it. Like, so if you can, order from some agency or whatever, but we by formula, we calculate the price. So when you see, when you get 10 competitors, go down like to the cluster research, let's say you analyze 100 keyword groups. Before, like 2 years ago, I was doing this in spreadsheets, maybe like one day, half a day, just, you know, to get all the numbers. Now I just click 5 minutes and I have all four main dashboards, and just like, I understand what to do. That's what I call data driven, you know, like, plus the coolest part, we have our own crawler that see the hidden links. So people who use PBNs, people who hide links from href links, it's like super not white hat technique, but you can, you know, on your website, href link, like link to other websites. So Ahrefs, SEMrush or Majestic will not show that is redirect, no link, but it will pass some or most of the link juice to the main website. You see, so we're trying to see what's hidden, what we can use, what's the real picture, you know, cause like, I remember, I don't know, it was like 1 year ago, one guy came and he has this store that sells Delta 8 gummies. It's like, it's legal in the state and whatever, like, and he said, I want to rank top three and I have like 5K per month. So we did the research and we see that the nearest competitors like spends 25K on links per month. You see, and then, I mean, is it real? No, like probably we're not going to rank it, but we can find some other group of keywords that he can achieve with his budget, and then he can invest in the main, like, you know, like keyword group. So,
gotcha. Yeah. Sort of step his way up. Well, man, and just to be clear, that's your internal tool that you were referencing the whole time right there?
Yeah. It's called Search Analytics AI, but it also works with a search console, can show you top growing pages. So like basically, if you know in the public, it's seocrawl.com. When you can connect search console and just integrates the data, like, and just show you where is the problems, where is like, I don't know, like some stuff to fix, just give you like, you can make your, you know, decisions a little bit faster. So like, that's where I invest most of my money, in the tools and the processes. Cause you know, some people do researches 2 months, we do it like in 1 week and we budget the project and just start doing it. That's all, like, you know, then we need execute according to the strategy. And when you execute, like, what do you need? Like, you need to understand what's the structure, how much you need, what's the content will be, what's the templates over this content we will write, onboard the writers, you know, like, and after, you know, understand what links will be. Is it digital PR in the beginning, or it will be like outreach links, or it will be like insertions or some other links, you know, like, so yeah.
Perfect. Okay. As we're wrapping up this portion of the conversation before we switch over, the last, I don't know, 6 months or so, there have been a ton of Google updates. What impacts have you seen in the iGaming industry?
We had only two issues when, like, its money keyword dropped like minus 100 and never came back. But it's like best online casino plus country, so it's pretty good cluster. But we test a lot. We had also like branded domains, like, or some other websites, like one page websites. You remove content, it started to rank back. You put content back, it just drops again. So like, we playing with this. I don't know, probably Google will roll out later, you know, some corrections, but I don't know like how to like figure like some of these cases still. Like, I don't have like exact solution, like step-by-step process. But most of our site websites or haven't dropped or grew like a bit, you know, so yeah.
So what conclusion can you draw from adding the content and removing the content like you described?
I mean, like, let's say you had a website that generates like, I don't know, 10 players per day, like FTDs, right? And it dropped. You just remove the content, put the same offer, but without content, and it started to give you 10 players back. Why should you care, right?
As long yeah. But I mean, like from Google's perspective, or like what is that?
I think Google tries to fight AI content because it's a lot of like not really quality AI content. And I think it's not perfect yet just to identify, is it like AI, or it's like written by humans, but maybe like it was also generated by writers that use AI, you know? So my conclusion is to go more structure specific, where you have like semantic, like it's like schema, like where you use write schema, you use write structure, you use like, so all of your content based on the data from the database you researched before you have it, right? It has some proof. And I know some website that grew like past 6 months, they even show who reviewed, what time it took them to review this casino, what device they use, like, for example, like Lenovo or like Mac or from mobile phone and whatever. So yeah, so they add expertise in the article, you know, like more structured data, not just like generated content without, that doesn't make sense, you know? So it helped.
All right. Well, we're going to wrap up this conversation. So where can people find you? And we'll link up so people can get to it really easy, but where do you want them to go?
I don't know. LinkedIn, like they can type my name in the search and that's all. Like, I do not, I'm not in a Twitter or like Facebook also, like sometimes, but most of the time I work. So LinkedIn, yeah, sometimes. Yeah.
All right. Sounds good. Well, thanks a lot, Victor. And everyone, be sure to check out the other episode where we're talking agencies and growing an agency.
Thanks a lot to Victor. Be sure to check the link so you can get to all his stuff out there. And if you like the conversation and you want to hear about how he has grown his agency from scratch, check out part two, which is the next episode out there. If you have a second, if you like the show, please leave a review out there. Make sure you're subscribed wherever you're consuming this. And those reviews, they do help out. All the downloads, they help out too. I'm trying to launch the show with a lot of episodes. So if you're hearing this right when the show's coming out, download all the episodes. If you're hearing this in the future, well, you know what? Download all the episodes anyway. There'll be a lot more of them out there. And that's it for today. Have a great day, and we'll catch you on the next episode.